Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy
the only thing, but he was the facilitator
while they took an 18-point lead.
You don't have an issue with the fact that everybody contributes,
Christian,
and you only get 4 points from Gordon Hayward.
Different story.
One story
is that Gordon Hayward is not.
Shut the hell up.
Gordon Hayward is not what he should be.
You won't shut the f up.
But last night's game.
Shut the hell up.
You're overdoing last night's game.
I'm just letting it go. I'm letting it breathe.
Sometimes I want to take this pen and stab it in your neck, watch you bleed out, and then just I'm going to bring you back to life, and then I'm going to stab you on the other
side
of your neck,
suspension.
And then make you bleed out.
If you stab me twice, that's a 2-week suspension.
You do not listen.
I listen.
You don't.
Go ahead, make your
forget
point.
It.
You
and
don't want to listen.
And then you say, make your point. After you just completely dissect the wrong
thing. Last night was a simple loss, and Gordon Hayward is not the top reason.
I agreed with you.
Can I give you a hint on how it works? Can I explain to you how it works, big fella?
Please explain it to me how it works, Glenn.
When you're going to murder somebody, you don't actually have it taped, okay? Aaron Hernandez just did it, okay? He didn't sit there and tell people in advance.
You don't broadcast it across six states and many mobile apps?
No.
That's not the way
to
do it.
He didn't do that. So
you may be
careful.
The most frustrating person I've ever met in my
life.
I'm not even kidding.
You don't like debate.
I love debate.
No, you don't.
You don't shut up sometimes. And even though somebody is telling you that they agree with you, you keep talking
you
need to make... Oh, my God. See, that's...
This is a debate show.
Embrace debate. Have you ever been clinically checked out? Like, I'm serious. Like
yeah.
Does a company make you lay down on the couch and do a psycho evaluation on you?
You're the one that has onions all over your house.
That's not me. I go to the medical professional.
I use a doctor.
I get checked out.
I'm over medicated.
Figure it out. Glenn's a Gordon Hayward defender. You defend
him. Oh, he loves
him.
No, I love this game. I know why.
The point was that you kept pointing out that he was a plus 19.
That's
which was
I
the
need.
Best on the, so was he the best player in the court last night?
He wasn't the problem last night. That was my point.
I agreed with you.
Yeah.
But here's what happened. Okay, go. No, go ahead. Take the Hey, can you turn my mic off, please? No. Turn my mic off.
His mic's off.
Go ahead. Put his mic off. All right, go sit with your onions over there. Go sit with your onions in the corner of the room, okay? Here, sniff. Sniff your onion. The point I was trying to make to you is, I understand that any other day you could have sat here and brought up Gordon Hayward, that he is not playing at the level you expect. A lot of it, I think, has to do with the injury. Maybe some of it is psychological with the injury, that he doesn't feel comfortable out there, not willing to go all out. Last night was the worst night to select Gordon Hayward as a guy because he was part of that bench team with a plus 19 facilitating guys who were shooting well, including Tice. He was part of that. I can't blame him one lick for the loss last night. Not one lick.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for bringing me back.
Okay. Don't believe he has a microphone.
It's your turn.
You didn't listen to a word I said. That is your problem.
I listen to everything
you are
you
a
say.
Reactor. You are a selfish SOB. It only Glenn matters. Only Glenn's points matter. Nobody else's. Ask the callers. Call in. They'll say the same thing to you. You only hear one thing. You pounce on it like a psychopath. And then when the dust is settled, I'm like, I don't mean. Wait, what happened?
You can't yell when this music is on. It's really tough to get angry.
No, I like this music. It's just calming.
I agreed with you.
One of the takeaways from last night's game, and when you see other teams make moves at the deadline, is, boy, I wish the Celtics have Gordon Hayward. Because right now, he is a guy who can go out there defensively, and you said facilitate. That's great. That's awesome. What's that? What's he, the eighth, ninth guy on his team right now? I mean, that's what he is, because offensively, he seems like a very passive, insecure basketball player who takes an open shot, misses it, and almost physically. It looks like he's apologizing to everyone in the court for taking a shot, and it won't happen again. I'm sorry. Sorry. But I can play defense? We admit he's playing pretty good defense, right? This was an explosive player in Utah who could get his own shot off, athletic. And now he's just an absolute shell of himself. And I'm sure it has a lot to do with, mainly everything to do with the ankle. But if he can go out there and play defense and block shots, there's just zero confidence in his offensive game. And now you start wondering if it's mental.
Hold on. He has his hand raised. Do you have to go to the bathroom?
No.
Go ahead if you have to.
That was an excellent point, by the way. I didn't want to interrupt. Yeah. See how polite I am. Like, he was actually making a good point.
Stop it with John Dennis Radio.
No, stop it. You shut up, you. So I agree with you. But it's funny, like, when you watch these games, it's like, that's the obvious, right? They weren't playing defense. I get it, right? But when I watch it, there are a couple things stood out to me when I was, like, you know, looking at it. I was like, wow, Gordon Hayward is, until Jason Tatum, it's like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, like, I feel like he defers to them. Like, he's the veteran. He's the guy that's making the mega millions and signed a huge contract. And yet, these other guys are coming off the bench with him, and yet they're overshadowing him, where it should be the other way around. And then when I hear Chris Webber talking about what people have talked about, like, you know, 3 months ago, about he makes a dunk and, like, oh yeah, he's himself again. He's not worrying about getting hurt. He's not worrying about hurting his ankle again.
A beautiful dunk. And I know those of you that haven't played are going to say, what are you talking about? Well, I'll explain. That play shows you that he's in a different place, that Hayward can now jump, not be worried about the traffic or the feet up under him. That last play for Hayward as a teammate, that's something you want to see it tell.
So I hear that. I'm like, it just, like, different themes kind of pop out to me. Like, the obvious is easy, right? Any moron could point out the defense, right? Thank you, Glenn, for pointing out that they didn't play defense. What an unbelievable take. I can't believe it. Nobody wrote about that. So thank you for bringing that to my attention. I looked at it differently. I said, so Jason Tatum is overshadowing Gordon Hayward so much that he's like a little child out there. He's like an insecure, tentative, low self-worth, everything, you name it.
Yes.
And yeah, so he passes well and he facilitates. And yeah, he's a plus 19. But I didn't really feel his presence. I didn't feel like he was dominating. I didn't feel like he had this, like, eye of the tiger look in his face.
Or that
he took over the game. Hey, listen, they're making a comeback. They're starting to really kind of get us. And oh, by the way, now they're winning. Hey, Gordon. Oh, sorry. You're not even on the floor. Like, you're not even playing right now. I get
he's invisible.
But he was on the floor when they made that, when they went on that run, when they took that big lead. That was him on the floor facilitating those other players. And so that's the problem that Brad Stevens has right now. It's on him, because I agree with you with Gordon Hayward, because of physical or emotional, because of the injury, he's not the same player.
Are
we getting into this, you know? You have to appreciate the little things Gordon Hayward gives you.
Oh my God, we are so an average Al. That is so where we're heading.
But he is a facilitator, though. That's part of his
Glenn,
game.
It's Gordon Hayward. Okay, they should be facilitating for him, and he's right now taking a backseat to everybody.
Whose fault is that?
There's no aggressiveness at all in his game offensively. He has good games against Minnesota. I think he had one the other night.
Cleveland,
he's had a couple here and there, but it seems like, if he doesn't get going early, he shuts down.
Why are you still calling him average?
And he gets no involvement at all offensively.
Is that what you're going to call him now, average Gordon?
No, but it's the same discussion of, yeah, but he only scored 4 points, Lou, but when he was out there with that second unit, he was facilitating. He was doing all these great things.
Why do you think the coach put him back in the game, late in the game?
It was a huge mistake.
Why do you think he put him in there, Lou?
Well, I don't have no idea.
Because he needed a facilitator out there. He needed to find the open guy.
18 seconds to go, yes. He needed a scorer.
That's what he does.
And then he needed a defender.
Yeah.
He made a huge mistake putting Gordon Hayward in instead of Marcus Smart.
Okay, but see,
Kyrie was going to take that shot.
Then your problem should be with Brad Stevens.
It is with Brad Stevens.
That Brad Stevens right now, and I agree with you there, that right now the problem with this team is there's plenty of talent. Don't ever tell me, and Paul Pierce said the same thing when we had him on a couple weeks, don't ever say you've got too much talent. That's a BS line. You can never have too much talent. But do the talent all have to have significant roles, and each person has got to know his role? This is on Brad Stevens. He did it again last night. He came out after the game, basically said, they deserve to win. Even though we had an 18-point lead, the other team deserved to win. They played better than us. They did more than we did.
Yeah, man, okay. I thought the basketball gods rewarded the right team.
Yeah.
There you go. It's on him.
So if you're thinking, so no, Jason
it is, but
Tatum,
it's not
Jason,
just one situation.
Tatum is like the name.
They don't know what they're doing. None of them do. All I'm from one is, night to the next, no, these guys
the
don't know what they're doing.
Performance of Brad Stevens should have some blame. There's no question for this underperforming team. But I'm talking about Gordon Hayward's play. I think personally Brad Stevens made a mistake putting him back in down a point. When you knew Kyrie Irving was going to take that shot, and then you needed Marcus Smart in that game down the other end of the floor. I thought that was a mistake for Brad. But overall, Gordon Hayward, it's the guy's the eighth, ninth best player, and that he's eighth, ninth guy in a rotation.
I'm not sure he's that deep, but I'm telling you, he's not playing up to the level of Gordon Hayward, the Gordon Hayward we've seen in the past. I'm not going to dispute that. But I think the whole problem with this team is you go from one night to the next. So last night, Tatum was really good offensively. Who knows what you're going to get in the game against the Clippers on Saturday? Because they don't have defined roles. And this comes back to the coach. This comes back to what they're doing. And even last night, when the bench put 61 up on the board, the bench gave you that big lead. What does he do? He takes him right out and he goes back. It's almost like I've got to have certain minutes for certain guys, and everybody's got to have the minutes. And he keeps on being honest when the games are over, and he tells us they're getting outplayed. They're not showing enough energy. They're not defending. They're not coming out. They had a team last night that sucked shooting that shot 52% from three-point territory. You know why? Because the Celtics didn't defend them out in the perimeter.
So when you're talking about defense, I'm like, all right, that's okay, but that's an attitude. That's an effort thing, right? You should be able to identify that. And you guys, listen, you're all grown men.
That's part of it.
It just, to me, it just looked at a bigger problem that's been percolating since really the beginning of the season. Ever since Hayward was a starter, then they put him on the bench and they started Marcus Smart and they started playing better with Marcus Smart and Morris and Tatum and Al Horford and Kyrie. And then you come out and then Gordon Hayward is coming off the bench, and I would say he's not a sixth man. He's an eighth man. Because I would say Jalen Brown or Terry Rozier
Aaron Baines.
He's not an eighth man.
Terry Rozier gives you more energy and just more of everything.
Who deserves to be in the game
Gordon
more?
Hayward.
Terry Rozier? Jalen Brown?
Well, they play different roles. Rozier is not necessarily at all times a great facilitator, because there are many times he just wants his shot. Part of it may be the kid's incentive right now is to put numbers up so that he can make some money. This is where the coach plays into all of this. They don't know their roles, don't have their roles. You're deep enough into the season right now. Everybody should know what the hell their role is. Toronto goes out and plays and sits Kawhi Leonard down on a lot of these games. And guess what they do? They still go out there and win big. Yeah. How's that happen? Well, these guys know their roles.
Well, I know, but they did against the Hawks, you know, and Brad has rested.
Well, they've been doing this on a regular basis.
Well, Brad has rested Kyrie against what? Cleveland the last two times?
Yes.
Brooklyn the last two times?
And Rozier's much better in those nights, isn't he, Lou? And the reason
he's much better. He gets more minutes.
That's right.
And he's asked to do more.
That's right. Because he suddenly can take over and be that starter. So you've got a bunch of guys right now that don't know their roles. Rozier knows his role when Kyrie's not playing. But when Kyrie's playing, he doesn't necessarily know his role. He doesn't.
Are we friends now?
Second unit.
No, I hate you.
You lied.
My lawyers will talk to you at 6 o'clock. Okay,
I'll be in my car.
Sharp, I like that pen.
I like that car. You want to give me the keys now, or do you want to?
Get a shiv sound, sharpening on the floor.
But just a tip.
You don't know what a shiv is?
Just a tip.
I know what it is.
Just in case, because I know sometimes you lose it and you actually want to murder some people, Kirk. There've been a few people over the years. You don't tell them.
You
tell the entire audience in advance. You don't do that.
Is that a bad thing?
No, you just attacked. You should have just attacked me.
I'm going to kill you.
Exactly. You should have just attacked me. Stephen A. got himself in a little hot water, and Jackie Bradley Jr., for some reason, is responding to people that are apparently upset that he's not going to the White House. We'll get into all of that coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Lamar Jackson, speaking of size, quarterback or wide receiver on the next level?
I think wide receiver, exceptional athlete, exceptional ability to make you miss, exceptional acceleration, exceptional instinct with the ball in his hand, and that's rare for wide receivers. That's A.B. and who else? Name me another one who's like that, right? Yeah. Julio's not even like that. This guy is incredible in the open field and great ability to separate short and a little bit slight and clearly not the thrower that the other guys are.
All right, that was Bill Polian last year, and he got a lot of heat on this one because people looked at it and said, Lamar Jackson happens to be black quarterback, and suddenly you're going to shift his position. And you may remember there was a lot of criticism. What the hell are you doing,
yeah,
Polian, right?
Yeah.
I forget. Did he apologize? Everybody
stereotyping like a black quarterback. Right. Like you're not, you can't really be a quarterback in the NFL because you're too athletic.
Exactly.
Which means you're not smart.
Right. So
you should play wide receiver.
So Stephen A. Smith.
He took a lot of heat for that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So Stephen A. Smith, how much heat is he getting? Because he was talking about Dwayne Haskins, the quarterback at Ohio State. He was comparing him, I guess, to Murray, right? Murray and
Kyle Murray, yeah.
Right. And
at Oklahoma.
Right. And this is what he said.
I will say this. Kyler Murray is electrifying. Haskins is no joke as well. I know that he's bigger. He can make all the requisite throws on the NFL level. He played for a big-time program at Ohio State. I just find him to be more of a runner than a thrower. I could be wrong about that, but that's what I find. I look at Kyler Murray, his ability to fling that football the way that he does, combined with his cat quickness, all right? That relatively miniature size where it's difficult to find him and bring him down. I think that he could be a more formidable threat, and I would have to say I would strongly consider taking him above Haskins.
Who wants to go first?
So here's the thing. He should... Now, he's gone on Twitter since, and he's tried to justify his comments. He's tried to, you know, that's just me, it's just my eyes, whatever. But he should just admit that he's never seen Haskins play.
Here's, no. Can I give you the numbers? The rushing yardage this year.
And passing.
More of a runner
for Haskins
than a thrower.
Yes. 108 yards this year.
In which game?
No. For the season.
What do you mean?
The entire year.
Now, I know he doesn't play as many games as Brady, but didn't Brady have 108 yards this year?
In the season? Right. He had 108 yards.
He averaged 1.4 yards per game.
More of a runner than a thrower?
Here's his throwing. He completed 70% of his passes. He threw 533 attempts. And he had 4,831 yards this season throwing the football. That's 9.1. And oh, yeah, he had 50 passing touchdowns this year.
We get all of that.
5-0 with 8 interceptions.
Christian, where do you start with this?
You saw Haskins.
It's funny.
He's a running quarterback.
Stephen A. Smith outs himself so many times. It's almost like, hey, listen, this is just what I see. Like, I just see him. He's more of a runner. He doesn't run. He never runs. He throws the ball all the time. It's not even an RPO heavy scheme where he's taking the ball and he's giving you 15, 20 yards. He had 108. Yeah, 108 yards for the entire year. The entire year. Most running quarterbacks get that in a game.
So what happened is Stephen A. didn't know who he was.
No clue. Play the beginning of it, Ryan, because what he does is he states the obvious.
Went to Ohio State. Great program.
Went to a big program. He's big. Give it to me real quick.
I will say this. Kyler Murray is electrifying. Haskins is no joke as well. Okay. I know that he's bigger.
Yep.
He can make all the requisite throws on the NFL level. He played for a big-time program at Ohio State.
Great.
Just find him to be
a runner.
So that's it. So isn't he stereotyping?
Here's the real question. By the way, if somebody on ESPN, a white guy, said that about Haskins, didn't watch him play, stereotyped him because he's a black quarterback and said he's a runner when he's not a runner. Just 108 yards in the whole season. Doesn't run. He's a thrower.
Right.
So he just stereotyped the black quarterback in college. So, you know, but he obviously it's Stephen A.
He's so lazy. All he did was look at his size. Someone gave him a sheet. Okay.
He doesn't know.
He's 6'3", you know, he's 225. And Kyler Murray is more of a Baker Mayfield type. Went to the same school, won the Heisman Trophy, runs all over the place, played in the Final Four of college football. And like, here's Dwayne Haskins.
Thinking about Hunter Henry.
it just assumes that since he's a big, you know, physical guy, that he's only a runner.
And that's where the race, and that's where the stereotype and the race
pop
into it. So
he completely stereotyped.
And so we did that with Bill Polian last year, saying, whoa, wait a minute, hold on. Because the Baltimore Ravens drafted him as a quarterback, and they used him as a quarterback. Matter of fact, he ended up winning out the job as the starting quarterback.
Play Polian again. You have Polian in there?
Lamar Jackson, speaking of size, quarterback or wide receiver on the next level?
I think wide receiver, exceptional athlete, exceptional ability to make you miss, exceptional acceleration, exceptional instinct with the ball in his hand, and that's rare for wide receivers. That's A.B. and who else? Name me another one who's like that, right? Yeah. Julio's not even like that. This guy is incredible in the open field and great ability to separate short and a little bit slight and clearly not the thrower that the other guys are.
Is he wrong?
No. He isn't.
I mean, I know he's
except
a quarterback
he did it.
In the league.
Wait a minute. He was a quarterback and not a wide receiver.
He is a quarterback.
Now they used him kind of as a gadget
described,
player early in the year.
He was a running quarterback. The guy ran for 100 yards a game.
Yes,
I mean, they didn't want him to throw.
Right.
They never wanted him to throw the football.
Well, the Ravens didn't either.
So he just said he's not as good as throwers as the other guys.
Right. Got a lot of heat.
He was actually the fact is that he knew that he wasn't a good quarterback. So he's like, listen. If he wants to play quarterback, he's going to be extremely limited. They're going to have to really protect him. Okay, they're going to have to play with a lead. They're going to have a good defense. So if you really want to get the most out of him, all right, you know, he probably better served as a wide receiver, you know, so his skill set can shine a little bit more, right? So nothing wrong with that. Black, white, orange, doesn't matter. But Stephen A. Smith is just, he may just be the laziest on-camera guy I've ever met.
More of a runner than a thrower.
And then his excuses and his when he tries to explain it, it's almost like, well, it doesn't matter what you say. Or I don't look at that stat.
That's just the way I look at
it. You've seen him so much. So out of the 108 yards that he's run, you've seen every single game. You said, wow, you know what? They need to let him run more because he'd be a lot better. Even though he's only run for 108 yards and he's thrown for close to 5,000.
That's kind of fly.
He basically did what Patrick Mahomes did.
Confusing.
In the NFL.
He might be confusing him with Murray touchdowns. Here. He may be confusing him. With Murray.
Breeze was a total mistake and slip up on my card. I actually thought I had
Oh, that's the other one. That's the other one. He didn't add.
Oh, Drew
he did
Breeze.
The quarterback. Yeah, we were thinking about it.
Yeah,
you know,
top five. You didn't have him in the top five.
He didn't have him in the top five.
Breeze was a total mistake and slip up on my card. I actually thought I had
like,
him on
what
list.
Is this,
I just forgot.
What is, how lazy is this guy gotten?
Oh, it's the most honest he was. He's like, I just forgot. Just say that. Just, I screwed up.
You know what?
But he's trying to justify it all.
I'm not a college football guy. He's not a college football guy. Here's the thing. When I worked with him, like we had to convince him to watch football. Like, so every opinion that he had was based on a stat sheet that someone would give him.
It's time to get to Stephen's A-list.
Which, it's not surprised that he's completely screwing it up.
But Lou brought up the point, and Stephen A. is not going to be accused of stereotyping him.
Well, that's the bigger story.
Right. They won't do that.
A racist comment, but, like Bill Polian.
But Bill Polian did.
Yeah. Really? And Bill Polian, who probably watched every single game.
Yeah.
Every single game that Lamar Jackson played in, because he's doing the draft shows, he's doing the Senior Bowl, he's doing all this stuff. So, and
well, we still don't know.
He's a Hall of Fame GM.
Yeah, but we still don't know if Lamar Jackson can throw the ball enough to be a quarterback in this league.
We don't.
Exactly. So the question was, you know, quarterback, wide receiver. He's like, I don't think he can throw the football.
Right.
Maybe they should have said running back. I don't know. Maybe he should be a running back.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he can throw the football. But when you get the ball in his hands, like we saw this year, I don't know how far you think the Ravens can go with Lamar Jackson just running the ball.
Yeah, and by the way,
not throwing it. He was actually more correct.
Yeah,
with evaluating Lamar Jackson.
And what
the question's still out on him throwing. This guy was just like flat out wrong.
Yeah.
He's never seen him play before.
That was it, though. He was just lazy.
Yeah. How much time left in the show? 10 minutes? Yeah. Damn, we got to do this.
Everybody knows that I'm a bottom feeder.
So when you look at both of them, neither one of them were involving race into it, but one of them was criticized because people thought it was all to do with stereotyping the black quarterback. Right. The other one obviously is not accused of that. And I don't think either one was a matter of stereotyping the black quarterback. It was one
ignorance.
Looked at the player and the other one was lazy and he had no idea who Dwayne Haskins was.
If anything, it would be reversed. It would be like, no, Haskins was just as electrifying.
Right.
Just didn't have the Oklahoma, you know, jersey on and Didn't win the Heisman.
So he is taking some heat, though, on Twitter, apparently.
Not enough.
And apparently Jackie Bradley Jr. is at least claiming he is taking heat out there on Twitter. So he came out and announced today that he will not be making a trip to the White House with the rest of his teammates, whatever teammates are going in May to the White House. So he threw this on Twitter this afternoon. People have a right to their opinion, and I respect that. Doesn't necessarily make it true, but at least you get to express yourself freely, I guess. A little emoji there with the hands up. I've been to the White House twice, 2010 and 2013. Yes, Obama happened to be in office both times. Here is a monkey wrench thrown at the people who believe my decision is political. I still wouldn't go if Hillary was in office either. And for the crew that's calling me a racist, come on now. You obviously don't know me. So now I'm curious. What else am I since I declined an invitation?
I used to use the word incompetent. Now I just call him stupid.
Well, I know that he said something. I think Bradford had it a while ago that he didn't know what he was going to do. He didn't understand why it was that big of a deal. So he's not political at all. Okay. Why is he not going? I have no idea. We've had this before. I don't care if Jackie doesn't go. I don't care if Mookie doesn't go. I don't care if Brock Holt doesn't go. I don't care if Mookie does go. I don't care what any of these guys do. I just, you know, it's Twitter, and I hate when he's like, so now curious, you know, what else am I? And I mean, it's just sort of inviting these Twitter people to just be like.
Do you have any replies?
No, I mean, so far, everybody, from what I've seen, is you're a champion, you know, World Series champ, you know, whatever. And I don't, like I said, I don't look differently upon anybody. I'm not Tomasi, you know, of whether they go or they don't. You know, you don't want to go, don't go. You want to go, go, whatever it is.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, people are pretty positive. You're still an MVP, you're still the man, you know, whatever.
But as we've learned before, people will pester and people do want to know. At least they did when Tim Thomas didn't go, if you remember. And the whole Brady thing as well, people wanted to know. There were people that were critical of Brady because they wanted Brady to come out and actually, you know, say something negative about Trump.
Leave Tom Brady alone.
So for the people that are covering it, and I agree, I don't know Jackie Bradley politics, whether he cares about it, whether he's going because it's political, whether he's going, it's whether obvious, or not, whatever. Who cares? Who cares?
All the bottom line is, you know as well as everybody else knows that when Obama was in office, if you didn't go, you were criticized.
Correct.
Now, if Trump's in office, if you go, you're criticized. Right. It's black and white. I mean, you can see it right there. And I don't mean racism. I'm just mean like, it's clear as day, you know, of what is going on. That's all.
Yeah, the thing is that you actually just have to explain that.
Yeah, exactly.
and Jackie should know. And for the crew that's calling me a racist, come on now, you obviously don't know me. Jackie should realize that that's the easiest word for people to throw around right now.
That's just such a grenade.
Talk about taking a lazy word and sitting there going, I disagree with you. Yeah, you're a racist.
Yeah, if you don't relent and if you don't look at it my way, you're a racist. Right. Well, God, well, I don't want to be a racist, I guess I agree.
I don't think anybody thinks that Jackie Bradley Jr. is.
Boston is the most racist sports town in America.
That's worse to be called a liar.
What?
Well, some people get
all. Shaughnessy agree with that?
Yellow belly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
What if football didn't have to end in February? What if players who missed the big show by a fraction of a second or a tenth of an inch finally got a second chance to change football forever? What if we brought football into the 21st century? What if we didn't have to say, what if? In February of 2019, some of the most respected minds in the history of the game will come together to form the Alliance of American Football.
Oh, you got
there
me.
There it is.
Oh! The Alliance? Oh. The what?
Football is not over this weekend. They did the Pro Bowl the week before the Super Bowl. Normally, this is, you know, Pro Bowl week. No! The AAFL. This is it.
Do they have anybody?
No,
they have anybody you know?
No, here's the problem.
Yes.
So I did.
Yes. The coaches? Yeah,
No.
Well, and players.
There's an issue here. So it starts this weekend tomorrow. So I did a little Google search here with the Google machine, and it's breaking
ABC?
Down. Yeah, it's breaking down the schedule for me. So it kicks off tomorrow at the Spectrum Stadium in Florida. The Orlando Apollos
Ooh, they're gonna be good
are hosting
year.
The Atlanta Legends. And then you've got the Alamo Dome in Texas. San Antonio Commanders are going to host the San Diego Fleet. There's only one problem. I'm looking at who's around. It says Falcons, former Falcons quarterback Michael Vick, the offensive coordinator. What happened to him?
Oh, he's not coaching anymore.
He quit.
I think the quote I saw was that, I'm paraphrasing here, is that he didn't understand how much time was going to be associated with being a coach.
It's like a full-time job.
So he kept missing all these practices. He's like, man, you probably shouldn't be the offensive coordinator.
He said he would show up at the games.
He
said
he was
going to
be the
there.
Offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I know.
He was going to call plays.
Is Mike Mart still part of this?
I'm not sure.
Coaches are leaving left and right. Players.
Coaches are quitting, right?
Yes. So the games start tomorrow, and I'm looking at the Google machine here of the schedule and who's involved. And is Steve Spurrier still
yes,
involved?
Yeah, but he
plays golf every day.
Yeah, he
played golf when he was coaching the.
So
Redskins.
they got a bunch of ex coaches from the NFL and some, you know. And this, I think this is going to be interesting.
I remember watching the draft and being amazed.
Yeah,
because Mike Singletary was one of the coaches.
Yeah,
I was amazed at the coaches. I'm like, how do they get these guys to agree to it? But then a bunch of them just said, you know what, I'm out.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, forget it. But there's going to be a lot of guys that you, I think a lot of names that you recognize, especially like high-profile college guys that just couldn't make it, right? For one reason or another, they're really good in college, but they couldn't make it in the pro level, or they were in the pros, they were out, and they want to try and get back in. So you'll recognize some of the names. For the defense, at least, are going to be like almost like Pro Bowl rules. Right? Certain stunts and blitz packages aren't allowed. So
no kickoffs.
Oh, there is? I didn't know
that. I heard there were no kickoffs. I'm reading it here. It said no kickoffs. I just finding out now.
Football!
Yeah. Bill Polian's a big part of
it. I'm going to watch it. I mean, it's like a minor, it's like the Cape League, whatever, the summer Cape League, whatever it is.
Football field is our sanctuary.
Right?
You're going to pass the hat?
Cape League.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, they passed the hat. Donations. Keep the league going.
This is going to be not know that.
This is going to be broadcast on CBS.
Is it
only
really?
Only one game.
What do you mean one game?
Only one game. Only the first game is on CBS.
Yes.
The national CBS. But the rest is CBS Sports Network.
What? Where's
what?
That?
They're hiding.
My network.
They're hiding.
Thank God for that little blue button on the remote.
Where you can talk to
CBS it. Sports Network, please.
Yeah. And the NFL Network.
I watched the draft. Josh Johnson was the first quarterback gone, and then they signed with the Redskins.
He's gone.
2 weeks later.
Yeah, so I'm reading apparently an old story here, and half these people are no longer around. Oh, the GM of the San Antonio team is Moose Johnston. Remember him?
The fullback.
Fullback for the Cowboys.
He was like a Fox Sports analyst.
Who was that?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. He's gone. He's no longer there. Oh,
how many? When it's all said and done, how many players from all these teams actually make it to a camp, to an NFL camp?
Three.
No, more guys can probably make it to camp.
I'm going to say 10.
But physically, how good are they when they get there? After playing a season.
How many are on a roster?
Well, it's just like the World League. The World League guys used to go up and play in Europe, and then they'd play a whole season. They'd have a week and a half off, and they'd have to report to camp.
It's not like the old XFL, he hate me and stuff like that. That's what you need.
They're taking themselves way too seriously.
Our last segment sponsored by Cars for Kids. It's a trusted charity for car donations. Also accept donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Matter of fact, I am donating Christian's car that I got in the
settlement.
In the settlement, and I am donating it, and you can too at 877 Cars for Kids.
I'll be cleaning it up. For
boys, enjoy the weekend. All right, we'll reconvene 2:00 Monday. We're out of here.
It's over. We suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.